Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, this is John Jackson sitting in this morning for Aaron Flint. Aaron will be back Friday with you live. We have got the controls all morning. We are controlling the horizontal. We are controlling the vertical. Any Outer Limits fans out there, you know what I mean. Call in here, 406-294-0970. We all lose our place in this world if we become absolute cheerleaders for one thing or the other. When we are not going to be critical of people that we generally agree with, just because we're just all in all teams. It's like, you know, your local football team. Yeah, you're on their side and you want them to win, but when you see the front office and the coaching staff doing stupid things, that you see it coming and then they do that stupid thing and then of course they lose the game because of it, you're going to be shouting out. You're going to be out here on podcasting and out here on the radio and wherever, you're going to be calling it out, saying that's wrong. You guys need to stop doing that. And that's how we are. I think a lot of people in MAGA are right now with the Trump administration. What we really wanted to see, what we know has to happen, is justice. All those criminals from the Biden regime, their crimes, their atrocities cannot go unpunished. Just the two events of COVID and the illegal alien invasion are the two greatest atrocities committed against the American people by its government in my lifetime. And I'm not a spring chicken. And we were assured that something was going to be done about this. These people were going to be brought to justice. And we're a year in, folks. And we're not seeing, as far as both of those things, COVID and the illegal alien invasion, I haven't seen a single indictment. I haven't even seen these people in Congress getting together a committee. You know, that's their favorite thing to do, is get a committee so they can get their sound bites out there and look like they're going to, by God, they're going to do something tough about it. So John Kennedy from Louisiana can get out there and talk about, I'll tell you something, that Biden administration's like a three-legged coon dog. And he gets on Fox News and oh, isn't he great? And nothing ever happens. And people are tired of it. At this point, GOP politicians out there, particularly all of y'all in D.C., you need to stop posting. You need to stop tweeting. You need to get off social media and get off of Fox News and go out there and do your jobs. And if you're not seeing results, you need to be calling the White House. You need to be calling these agencies and saying, where are the cases, guys? Where are the investigations? We don't want to see any. We're tired of your posting. We're tired of your tweeting. We're tired of your appearances on Fox News with all your sound bites. We want results, period.
It's December 29th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is TikTok Day. It has nothing to do with the social media app. TikTok Day was created to remind all of us about the importance of completing any task that we have not finished before the calendar turns to the new year. The annexation of the Republic of Texas by the United States is approved by the U.S. Congress on this day in 1845, sparking the Mexican War because land between the Rio Grande and the Nueces River was disputed territory. In 2015, Guinea was declared free of Ebola by the World Health Organization. Born on this day in 1936, American actress Mary Tyler Moore, best known for her roles on two iconic TV sitcoms, The Dick Van Dyke Show and The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Come on, what is it?
It's nothing.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
You're ripped.
I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video, January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
First month's rent, last month's rent, deposit, pet fee, admin fee, mystery fee. Why am I paying this much to live in someone else's house?
As low as 3% down.
Did that bird just talk? Seriously, this is thousands of dollars just to move in. I'm basically paying for the landlord's vacation.
You can own a home for as low as 3% down.
Okay, Polly, or whoever you are, what are you talking about?
Brand new energy efficient Schilt homes. You can own one in a local manufactured home community for as little as 3% down.
Hold up. You mean on a home that only costs $120,000? That could be as low as $3,600. That's actually less than I'm about to drop on rent. And I'd own it?
That's right.
Okay, Bird, where do I go? Tell me fast before I write another red check.
Majestic Homes, 5202 Laurel Road in Billings. Ask for Walt or Jock, or call 406-248-1412.
I'm putting down the packing tape and picking up the phone.
Schilt Homes for Majestic Homes. Price for living, built for life.
3% down payment. Offer subject to credit approval. See Majestic Homes for full terms and details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a message here from Steve in Gallatin Valley. He says, January 6th, statute of limitations is up this year. Right. From a justice point of view, this needs to be handled ASAP. Yeah, that's been something that's been going around out there. You see, I think it got put out there by some people on social media that don't understand the statute. And see, you saw people correct this pretty quickly in that, I want to say now, correct, you guys call me in and correct me if I'm wrong. The January 6th committee didn't issue their final report until 2022, and technically that would be when they were disbanded and no longer doing their work. That's when the statute would start running then. So you've got at least through 2027 where that is anything criminal they did is still up for grabs. But the problem is, it's not up for grabs, right? Because they all got pardons. I mean, if I'm remembering that right, too, y'all call me and tell me if I got that wrong. But that's one of the things that Joe Biden did. He went by and pardoned that whole committee and their staff as well. So ask yourself why that would happen. Why are all these people and all of their staffs being given pardons? That might be a sign. You know, as I said in Blue Collar Comedy Tour, there's your sign right there that, you know, maybe some things that weren't exactly according to Hoyle went on there. And when you have people like Adam Schiff participating in it, one of the worst criminals in the whole Democrat Party, you pretty much guarantee that criminal stuff went on, because that's all that guy's ever done, ever since I've ever seen him in public life, was lie and out classified information. That's all the guy has ever done. And guess what he got for that? He got promoted to senator, right? So I guess crime does pay. Do you guys know who Harmeet Dillon is? She is right now appointed under President Trump to be the head of the Civil Rights Division at the DOJ. I've been following Harmeet out there for a long time. She's been a conservative lawyer out here in conservative circles for a long time. Very nice lady. And she's a weird combination of characteristics. On the one hand, she's this demure, nice lady who sits at home all the time and knits. That's her hobby, and she shows herself all the time at home knitting. But on the other hand, she is a very, very aggressive lawyer. And she got, I forget how many people in the Civil Rights Division, she came right in there and told them what the new order of business of the day was, and a whole bunch of them quit. They just walked away and quit right off the bat. Because if you guys don't know, the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ has been a cesspool for a very, very long time, going back to the Bush administration, in which so many lawyers involved in that division of the DOJ were leftists and in there solely to pursue leftist causes. And they had no interest in anybody violating the civil rights of conservatives. And George W. Bush himself and his people pointed this out, but somehow were unable to, or unwilling to clean out that rat's nest. But Harmeet Dillon did it and is doing it a little bit at a time. She's normally a very, very easygoing lady, like I said, but a very aggressive lawyer. She's going after a lot of cases out there. But she just kind of flipped her lid yesterday on social media. And she's punching back at all the people out there that have any kind of criticisms of Pam Bondi. Now, I got to say, I'm one of those. I am not happy with Pam Bondi in any way. And I think my skepticism of Pam Bondi was proven out by the resignation of Dan Bongino. I think that tells you everything you need to know about how things are progressing over there. But Harmeet Dillon came out very forcefully, and she is 100% behind her boss, Pam Bondi, and she has some really funny stuff out there. She was talking about just exactly what Steve was talking about a minute ago about the January 6th, the statute of limitations on that, and all that. And she's like, "Are you guys gonna make me put down my knitting and really? I have to explain the statute of limitations to you people." But she's talking to all these conservative influencers out there, these people with the big accounts and the big podcasts and all that, who frequently talk a lot of trash and say a lot of things that aren't correct. They just do a lot of things for clickbait, guys. A lot of things they do are just to get themselves attention, get themselves more clicks and more Elon bucks, more Twitter bucks, and more of an ability to monetize themselves out here on social media. But she just went off with these people. It's like, if you think you're keeping the pressure on or winning by spreading attacks on Trump's cabinet, you are not. You are earning money to spread misinformation. You are hoes. And she spelled it H-O-E-S. Now, I'm not sure if she's talking about the farm implement there that you use in your garden, when she's using that word. I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she thinks that they're garden implements. But she was not happy with them and came out. It was really funny to hear her say that stuff.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captic Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
It's a fantastic finish at Kia of Billings. Now through January 3rd, take advantage of fantastic offers across the board on all of the Kia favorites. Kia Sorento, Telluride, EV6, Sportage, K4. Sporty, efficient Kia cars and SUVs waiting for you to test one out. And right now, during the final hours of the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event, you'll find even more special values on some of the best-looking new SUVs in the region. Like 0.9 APR 60-month financing now on select Kia SUVs, including Telluride. With no monthly payment until February. First, start at KiaofBillings.com. Then take the short drive to Kia of Billings on the corner of Shiloh and King. All offers for qualified buyers through KFA. $1,705 for $1,000 financed on Telluride example. But you have to move quickly. This offer ends January 3rd and is subject to vehicle availability. For more information, go to KiaofBillings.com.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
To recap our big story of the last week is massive fraud uncovered by Nick Shirley, and he's just this young kid out here. He's an internet journalist who is independent guy who just decided here a week or two ago he was going to go around to all these daycare centers there in Minneapolis and just take a look at them and see if there were any kids there. He went to 50 of them and couldn't find one single kid. His video out there has got 93 million views. And what he uncovered in according to his calculations, in that brief visit, in those brief visits, was $110 million worth of fraud right then, right there. This is just the tip of the iceberg of the fraud being committed just by the Somalis there in Minneapolis. And they have communities in Maine, in Ohio, and other places that, according to reports, are doing the same thing. And this is not limited to Somalis. There are massive gangs of illegal alien, and in big quotes, legal alien people out there doing this to the tune of billions of dollars. The last quote I heard right now, people are estimating just what they've seen right now, the Somali fraud out of Minneapolis, at over $10 billion. They are scamming every piece of government money that's not nailed down. It is through the daycare centers. It's through Medicaid. And unbelievably, if you can imagine, people scamming money that was meant for autistic children. I mean, how low can you go to steal that government money? One of the places that Nick Shirley went to was that this place that's got a sign out on the front door is supposed to say Learning Center. It says Learing Center. They couldn't put the N on there. And somehow, with a printed sign that was up there for God knows how long, nobody ever noticed it or thought to correct it. This place, it just a quick look, they got over $200,000 worth of PPP loans back in 2020 and 2021. You guys remember those from COVID, the Paycheck Protection thing? And, of course, those loans were, in big quotes, forgiven. They never had to pay it back. You know that was all a scam because they don't have a staff. They don't have people, employees they had to pay and were forced to let go because of COVID. It's all fakery. And this goes on and on and on and on. These are politicians served up our tax money and our government programs to these alien criminal organized gangs. And, of course, they took full advantage of it. They had another guy. His name, let me see if I can get his name, Abdulwali Abdullah. They got him. He was given $1 million to start construction for Somalis, for a community for Somalis. Construction-owned homes. He was given $1 million front money. Stole every bit of it. Every bit of that money. What came out yesterday was they also have these transportation companies that apparently take people to their appointments that somehow they can't get to on their own. 800 of these companies owned by Somalis there in Minneapolis. All fake. All fake. No one was ever being taken anywhere. They were just billing it and scamming the government. It's all going to come out probably in the next, I don't know, month or so, or maybe even longer, depending on how long it takes the FBI to do these cases. The problem with it is now that this has gone viral and it's everywhere, I mean, it's out over all over Fox News. It's all over the mainstream media now. See, if these guys are smart, they're just folding up their tents right now. If you were running one of these businesses over the, you know, these daycares or whatever over there in Minneapolis or wherever else, you are shredding every document you have and closing up the business so that by the time they come there and want to serve a search warrant on you or do some surveillance on you or whatever, there's no evidence left. And it's like, say for one of these daycare centers, I can just hear a federal prosecutor telling me how I'm going to have to make this case. And they're going to say, you need to be out there surveilling that place for 2 weeks or more. And we want to see how many kids actually come and go from there. Do they actually have any clients? And then, of course, then we're going to go back and see, you know, what did they bill during that 2 weeks that you were watching them? Okay, we didn't see a single kid coming in and out for that 2 weeks, but they billed for 15, 20 kids a day, that type of thing. That's how you prove that fraud. And then other types of documents that you're going to have, the business records that they were keeping, that they're probably required to keep, but who knows? Who knows if they're even legally required to even keep these documents? We don't know. Obviously, they were doing this for years, and that's what's come out because of all the publicity around this, and Nick Shirley's video out there on X got over 90 million views. All over Fox News, got everybody's attention now. But people that live in Minneapolis are out there pounding their feet saying, we have been talking about this, complaining about this for years, and no one ever did anything. We complained to everybody. We complained to the media, to state government, to local government. Nobody cared. And even worse, some of the stuff they got back was that it was going to be racist if they were seen to be going after crime in the Somali community and all this fraud. But what's so ridiculous about it? You take one look at, you see Nick Shirley's video, and he's showing you the storefronts, the business fronts of these alleged daycare places. And you take one look at that place, and you know that place is not even open for business. much less being any kind of reputable establishment. You can just tell by the storefront itself. Think about it like this. If you were going to go and go into a business, decide to do some business with this one particular place in your town, if you show up to the place and the entire front is covered in dust, the sign's crooked, the lawn and nothing in front of it is manicured or kept up in any way, and you go up and knock on a door and nobody answers, are you going to do business with that place? You come back next week and it looks the same way and nobody answers the door again. Is that a business you want to do? You want to be involved with? You call the phone and nobody answers? No, you know right away either that place has gone out of business or it's a front, it's a fake. And that's every one of these places they went to. And Nick Shirley, he's got himself on video. He's filming. He has people filming him where he goes up and knocks on the door of a couple of these places, and somebody would answer. And he said, hey, I'd like to get my son, little Johnny, in here for a, you know, for daycare. And he just gets the complete blow off. Just no, this, that, no, that, and the other thing, because they don't actually do it. There is no actual facility or staff to take care of kids in there. It's all just a fake and a front. And what they're showing, too, is that this is a primary method of their fraud and their scams, is any kind of money out there involving children. And unfortunately, we as the United States, we as the American people are... We're really, really charitable when it comes to kids, right? That tugs at our heartstrings, and we want to make sure that kids have everything they need. And if we hear about kids in a bad way or disadvantaged children, we want to make sure that you know, we're willing to dig in our pockets a little bit deeper for that kind of stuff, right? And that is these fraudsters and these criminals out here take full advantage of our Christian values and morals, and that we want to make this money and these benefits available to people. And boy, what's amazing to me is that being in government myself for 30 years, I know what it took to just go out and get, you know, a couple $1,000 for a deal I want to do, an operation I want to do. And man, I had to have all kind of investigative reports leading up to that. And then I had to file all of these forms to get that money. And then once I spent the money, then I've got to justify it back with all kind of justifications and signatures. And then the next time, if I go to a boss the next time and I want more money, then I got to show what did I get out of that previous money. I mean, I was held to the absolute standard of being effective and efficient with the little scraps of money that I could get my hands on to do my job. It's just amazing to me that these hundreds of millions and billions of dollars are out there just being given away willy-nilly with obviously no guardrails. No criteria, no standards, no follow-up. But there is a side to that story. People are, it's now coming out that there was follow-up with a lot of these places. And when they were found to be out of the rules, not going by the rules, it was all just brushed under the rug, and they were never taken out of business or disqualified. It was all just allowed to continue, even with official complaints and official results of their criminality.
High Caliber Plumbing and Heating is your veteran-owned, family-owned, and fully licensed local plumbing expert, serving Montana with pride since 2005. Looking to cut utility costs? Take advantage of the Home Efficiency Rebate Program. Ask about Rinnai tankless water heaters. They heat water on demand, use less energy, and never run out of hot water. From simple repairs and full installs to new construction, High Caliber has over 30 years of experience bringing efficient solutions to every job. Visit HighCaliberPlumbing.com or call today.
Habitat for Humanity Mid-Yellowstone Valley will break ground on their 100th home in 2026. You are invited to be part of this historic milestone. Habitat for Humanity is looking for 100 sponsors, each willing to donate a minimum of $1,000 towards the construction of the 100th home. To learn more or become a sponsor today, visit BillingsHabitat.org or call Maria at 406-652-0960. Be a part of building a better Billings with Habitat for Humanity.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Farmers and ranchers are some of the hardest working folks out there. Billings Kubota knows it's important to work smarter, not harder. They're here to help you get a Kubota machine to take on some of that heavy lifting. Bruce and the crew at Billings Kubota are there to help you with your year-end purchases. Tractors, loaders, full line of Kubota construction equipment, as well as utility vehicles and mowers. Stop in before the end of 2025. Take advantage of the tax breaks. Billings Kubota, 5548 Holiday Avenue.
Looking for a career where your leadership makes a difference? R&R Taylor Construction is growing in Billings, and we're hiring an experienced project manager. Join a team that values integrity, quality, and lasting partnerships. Because at R&R Taylor, we build relationships and structures. We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits, and opportunities for career growth in a company that's been building Montana since 1948. This is your chance to help shape Montana's future while working with a team that supports you every step of the way. Apply today at rrtaylorconst.com or call 406-587-4451. That's rrtaylorconst.com or call 406-587-4451. R&R Taylor Construction, building Montana's future and preserving its past.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you will destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. right here on KBUL 970. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 60 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation. That's The Flatline with Rick Hughes, heard here on News Talk KBUL AM 970, 103.3 FM, every Sunday at 9 a.m.
Everyone deserves access to environmentally friendly, abundant, and reliable, affordable energy. Everyone. Now, which energy source checks all of those boxes? Just one, propane. Propane is an excellent way to reduce emissions while meeting your energy needs. And we have a lot of it. In fact, the United States has so much, we export over 10 billion gallons each year. And affordability? Yep. Propane can reduce energy bills for both families and businesses. Get the facts at propane.com.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Looks like we got on the phone, we have Henry Kriegel from AFP. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything? How was your Christmas?
Wonderful. It's beautiful down here in Gallatin County. We got some snow, and it's been, a nice time.
It got a little bit of snow, but it's really uncommonly warm right now. It's getting ready to stay warm for the next 10 days, I saw.
The last couple of days have been really nice. We finally got some snowfall. I finally got out in the backcountry yesterday late afternoon, and it was like one of the best things I've done thus far in the Christmas holiday season for myself, just getting outdoors by myself. It was really awesome.
It is soul cleansing, isn't it? I really do think that myself. Like, get out there by yourself, just you in the wild, and it cleanses your soul.
Yep. I love doing that.
Well, I understand you wanted to talk about the big stories on the 2025, of the year 2025.
That would be great. I think it's a good time to do a year review. Obviously, the top news story that affects us political junkies and really the nation and the world as a whole, what was the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And you've seen the outpouring of people, you know, worldwide. Rallying for him, holding memorials for him, peacefully gathering and rededicating themselves to faith, family, and freedom. And I truly hope to God that that this is sustainable over the long term, because we need that voice. He was an indispensable voice for young people and others as well. So that was the really big story on that larger front. In terms of policy front, you know, I don't think we can underestimate the importance of the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, also known as a working families tax cut, because it prevented the single largest tax increase in the history of the U.S. It would have been a $2.1 trillion tax increase. It has kept corporate taxes down to 22%. It would have jumped up to 35% again, would have made us the largest corporate tax rate in the industrialized West. It brought down individual income tax rates by 3% across the board, pretty much doubled standardized deductions. This means more money in our pocketbooks, more money for our families, more money for our health care, more money to invest in our small businesses around the state of Montana. And that was a huge deal. Plus, it also put some funds there for strengthening the border, which is another big story. The border is closed. We don't have border crossings, hardly any, since Trump took office. That's a huge story. Obviously, we got to reform the immigration system. It's been decades overdue. That takes cooperation from both sides of the aisle. But thankfully, the border is sealed. And now comes the work of removing violent criminal illegal aliens as the top priority. So those are big stories that, you know, we were very much involved in the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill. We spent over $22 million in advertising in key target states around the U.S. We've held literally hundreds of meetings with federal legislators and their staff, events all around the country. That was just a really significant victory. So a lot has happened in the last year of 2025. On a federal level, on a state level, you know, we have some good wins, not as transformational as we would like. I think we spoke about it before that we truly don't have a policy majority there up in the legislature. We have a Republican majority, but not necessarily a policy majority. But we did get a pretty significant income tax cut. We got a regulatory reform bill passed, or we call it the Baby Reins Act, reining in the authority of unelected bureaucrats to just willy-nilly write up rules and regulations that cost individuals and businesses money to comply. That was a big win. We got right to compute to protect the freedom of people to create AI and to compute under certain guidelines. So those are some big wins. But still a lot left on the table, JJ, for the upcoming next session, which we will be preparing for in 2026.
Yeah, I saw I've heard your ads, your company's ads on the show, and that's great stuff. I love it. And I'm hoping that we can get good primary candidates against some of those people that your ads are talking about.
Yes, sir. The accountability phase of our work will continue, at least through the first part of the year, where we have some sunshine and some sunlight on how did our legislators vote in office. Compare that to what they promised to do versus what they actually did. We're putting some sunshine on that, and engaging in primary elections, that's to come. We should have some announcements in the near future. We haven't fully decided all those candidates that we're going to support, but we're working on it.
the One Big Beautiful Bill and the border money. I remember seeing that. It's a whole lot of money, isn't it, for the border in general? It's multi-billions. And the only thing that made me a little bit hinky about that is I saw how the Biden regime basically just used border money that they had to turn the Border Patrol into the welcome wagon for all the illegals. And I just hope that the Congress, when they allocated this money, have now put in some guardrails and restrictions on it, that it can only be used for this and nothing else.
My understanding is it does. You're talking about billions of dollars. You're right. $46.5 billion for barriers, roads, and technology, you know, where you can't build a wall or a barrier. You also add on technology to help secure that border. And I'd also invested $6 billion in hiring of additional personnel. As you might recall, the morale of these border agents plummeted under Biden. Many of them quit. And now they're on a recruiting spree, and Americans are rising up to the occasion and are applying for these border agent jobs, which are needed to secure and maintain security along the border. But yes, I too share those concerns. Whenever we have large funds of money allocated, we need to have some oversight.
First story about Charlie Kirk. And not only was he just a godly, moral man, and you know, a man of great principle and conviction. But you know what staggers the American consciousness is the video. Because, of course, people are murdered throughout the world, throughout the United States every day. But to see that so vividly on a video like that, so graphically, so violently, I think it really shocked a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, you're probably of my generation, JJ, so you recall the JFK assassination, RFK and Martin Luther King. Well, this is the assassination of this era, and it brought a tremendous amount of sadness and grief to a lot of people. And, you know, you see a lot of people working to transform that grief into action. And I know we at Americans for Prosperity, as individuals and as an organization, we are laser focused on getting good policies enacted in the law to enhance people's freedom, to get government barriers out of the way, because we do believe that ordinary individuals are capable of achieving extraordinary things when given the opportunity and when government is out of the way.
But one other thing, you were talking about the Trump's tax cuts in the One Big Beautiful Bill. As you understand it, of course, they did that in reconciliation. If we have, say, you know, whenever the next time Gavin Newsom is president, if they get the Senate and the House, could they undo that in a reconciliation bill?
That I don't know, because I'm not I don't know parliamentarian procedures in on the federal level, but certainly. You know, the laws that are passed in this administration, in this Congress, can always be undone later, which, you know, gives us so much, it gives importance to the midterm elections, great importance to the midterm elections, and of course, great importance to the presidential elections in 2028. So we have to keep focused, and, you know, got to nominate good candidates for office, and we got to stay engaged. And this is a journey of a lifetime. This is not, you know, one election cycle victory. We can call it quits and go home. No, we have to stay involved all the way through. And that's kind of the model that Charlie Kirk had in his life. And that's what we have here at Americans for Prosperity. We're here 24/7, you know, throughout the year. In 35.
Coming up to the break. Did you want to stick around?
I'd love to, man. I'd love to.
Okay. Stand by. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
New York Times, voters are abandoning the Democratic Party in droves. I don't want to say the death cycle of the Democratic Party, but there seems to be no end to this, one voter registration expert said. The Times headline, Democratic Party faces a voter registration crisis. The party's bleeding support beyond the ballot box. The Democratic Party is hemorrhaging voters long before they even go to the polls. Of the 30 states that track voter registration by political party, Democrats lost ground to Republicans in every single one between 2020 and 2024, often by a lot. The four-year swing towards Republicans adds up to 4.5 million voters, a deep political hole. I don't even know if this current Democratic Party can pull their way out of that.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, with everything going on in the world right now, this is the perfect time to take a step back, give thanks for what matters the most, family, freedom, opportunity, the ability to take control of your financial future. And that is exactly why I want to tell you about something big. When you buy gold and silver through HannityGold.com, you'll get an extra 1% in free silver on qualified purchases from my friends over at GoldCo. If you protect $100,000 of your savings with precious metals, you normally get $10,000 in free silver or gold. This month only, you'll get $1,000 more. Now, this bonus has no limits. It's the strongest offer GoldCo has ever put out to date. It won't. So if you've been waiting for the right time, the right moment, this is it. Take control, help protect your savings, and give thanks. Call GoldCo at 855-815-GOLD or just go to HannityGold.com today. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Can you believe 2025 is almost over? How do you feel when you look back at the major events? A second Donald Trump inauguration, AI expanding, continuing gloomy views on the economy, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. It's a weighty mix, and voters feel that. Our Fox News survey finds two-thirds, 65%, think it was a bad year for the country. 35% say good. While that's low, it's the highest number saying it was a good year for the country in 5 years. People give more upbeat reviews of how things went for them personally. 45% say 2025 was a good year for their family, the highest since 2019. Of course, there's the traditional partisan divide. More than 6 in 10 Republicans say it was a good year for their family and the country, while 3 in 10 Democrats say it was a good year for them, and just 1 in 10 say it was a good year for the nation. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Are you dreaming of a kitchen makeover or just gathering ideas for a potential remodel? Mead Lumber is here to help. Mead Lumber offers woodland cabinetry. Their commitment to quality ensures that you'll get durable, well-constructed cabinets that stand the test of time. Whether you prefer classic, modern, or traditional designs, Woodland Cabinetry offers a wide range of door styles, wood types, and finishes. Stop by Mead Lumber, located at Red Lodge, Laurel, and Billings, so they can help bring your vision to life.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back with Henry Kriegel from AFP. What else did you think were the biggest stories of 2025 and any upcoming big stories you see for 2026?
Well, I see some upcoming big battles on a federal level that have yet to be settled. Obviously, ongoing budget issues, but also ending the Biden-era COVID subsidies of Obamacare is a huge issue. They were set to expire. They're going to be done at the end of this month. It's over unless they are reauthorized, unless there's some kind of compromise, which there's been some discussion about. And now we're talking about funds that should have ended when COVID ended. We're talking about funds that largely goes to health insurance companies to the tune of $40 billion a year. It's insane. It's not appreciably lowering costs for individuals. We want to substitute all of that to more like a health savings account program, where individuals get funds to choose the health care that best meets their needs, that empowers them. We call it the personal option. Allows the access and affordability to the healthcare professional whom they trust. Not just money given out to health insurance companies, where they insist upon managed care, where they require numerous testings and unnecessary medical procedures, ramping up costs and increasing their own profits. It's just the wrong thing for the entire healthcare industry. We need to end the Obamacare COVID era subsidies that Biden instituted years ago. It's got to come to an end. It's got to be replaced with something better. I know Senator Thune is looking to do that on the Senate side. We've got to unleash America's energy dominance again and abundance. We talked about the Permit Act and the Speed Act. The Permit Act would reduce the overlapping permits that you got to get from the federal, state, and local agencies to streamline that process. Same thing with the Speed Act, similarly with the Speed Act, so that we can go to market more quickly. We can create shovel-ready projects more easily. There's been talk about reforming the Equal Justice for All Act, which essentially, JJ, it basically uses taxpayer funds to support nonprofit 501c3 environmental organizations to file lawsuits and litigation against companies wanting to start energy projects, and either delays or prohibits these projects from moving forward. And so at our cost, we're paying these nonprofits with taxpayer funds to sue these agencies, these companies, and to sue agencies to prevent them from granting permits for projects. It's just an insane thing, and it's got to end.
I tell you, Harry, on the Obamacare thing, I've been hammering that hard, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of black-pilled on that. I mean, you saw that you have these four rhinos here a few weeks ago, sided with the Democrats and got a discharge petition done where they're going to force a vote on this in the House here in the next couple of weeks. And I'm just black-pilled. I don't know if these Republicans in D.C. have the guts to stop this in an election year. I see them kicking it down the road a year, you know, just to get it past the election or something like that, and then they'll just continue. It'll never stop.
Well, you know, the MAHA movement helped the Trump team win. You know, there is a movement towards making America healthy again. There's a movement towards reforming the healthcare industry as a whole. There's a movement to reforming FDA. Overall, and that's a good thing, and this should be a part of it. This should definitely be a part of it, because managed care that's funded by taxpayer dollars through Obamacare.
Great, Henry. Thank you very much for your time, and we will see you next time.
Studio. This is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM. Home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
KBUS.